pretty positive. I haven't looked at it in a minute. It's the Diamond RHM-12. They sell it at Gigaparts. It's like $180. And then the mount is a different Diamond part number that I do not remember, but that one's about, it's like $100. It's almost the same price as the antenna, but it's very, very convenient. It's got a quarter 20 on the bottom for a tripod. It's got radial studs on it, and then it's got a SO239 on the top. So you can, if you really wanted to, you could throw a mobile antenna on that thing on a tripod and, you know, sit in the field and operate off that. I don't know how the ground plane would be because it's not a vehicle, but it's a cool antenna. It's not a pegged or pinned antenna like a Comet toy box. It's screwdriver antenna style. So it's got a little tension ring that you loosen to slide it up and down. It's got markings on for the different band that you're trying to work, and then you just tighten it back down. The tricky part is getting it to be resonant in the area that you're working, and that's something I haven't perfected yet.
Okay, I think I can get the gist of what you're talking about. A friend of mine had one, probably pretty similar to what you're describing for his mobile, and it's basically just had a little thumbwheel on the back, and I think it had it graduated, like, well, looked kind of like a ruler, but it was, you know, 0 to 100, and he just had it set for 10 meters, he would set it at 92 or whatever, you know, whatever he had it marked off at, and he just had to get out and swap it out pretty quick, adjust it up or down to whatever band he was operating on. But yeah, I think I'd kind of like to do something like that myself. I've got one that I kind of, well, one, I don't think who made it. I bought one commercially built, and I put one together myself just out of, you know, a threaded rod, and I used a slinky and, you know, stuff like that too as well. And it works all right, but yeah, I'd like to get something better. And speaking of antennas you miss, like you made much earlier, I used to live out towards Marine City, out by 26 Mile Road in Palms. And at that time, I had a 160-meter full wavelength loop up, and boy, I missed that antenna a lot. I mean, no antenna is perfect, but that antenna was pretty darn good for being able to receive quite a bit. So right now, I just got a 40-meter quarter wave dipole up in the backyard, so it works, but eventually, I'd like to see about getting a tower with a beam, but that's going to probably have to wait a little while.